哈利路亚，各位同领，大家平安。哈利路亚，peace to all the brothers and sisters。愿神祝福所有参加灵修聚会的同领。
May the Lord bless everyone who has come to this seminar。
今天晚上首先呢，跟大家谈耶稣是真光。
This evening, I'd like to share with you, Jesus is the true light。
说起来呀，我们在世生活。
Living in this world,
如果没有耶稣的引导，我们不知道该做什么好。
We will be lost if we do not have the guidance of our Lord Jesus.
有时候缺乏了这个主的爱的引导，就没有很清楚的方向。
Without the loving guidance from our Lord, we will lose our direction.
有时会觉得做错事无力感。
And we often fail and feel weak.
所以借着耶稣的道理，如同亮光照在我们心上。
But through His word, the Lord Jesus shines light into our hearts.
那我们知道一个肉身瞎眼的人呢
？If a person is physically blind,
他眼睛看不到，就他无法感受到这世界的一切。
He cannot feel or see anything in this world.
在所有他体会到的这样的世界里面，只能用触摸的。用猜想的，用想象的。
He can only use his sense of touch through which he could imagine about this world.
但是我们发现有这样的朋友，我们也非常同情他。
And if we happen to know anyone like this, we would have sympathy with them.
当我们在跟他深谈或交往的时候，会发现他心地也非常善良。
But through our discussion with such people, we also realize that they tend to be more kind.
他也会体验到更多人的心思，他的感受。
They are more sensitive to the feelings and thoughts of others.
虽然他看不见这世界
although they cannot see this world.
但是他觉得对这个世界有一种美好的憧憬或者仰望，不一定。
They are hopeful of the things in this world.
虽然肉身瞎，但是他心眼不瞎。
Though they are physically blind, they are not blind spiritually.
因为他有一片善良的园地在他的心房。
This is because in their heart, there is a beautiful place and beautiful, they have a beautiful heart.
但最可怕的是有一种现象。
And there is a situation that is most dreadful.
我们一起来看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章的22节。
Chapter 6 verse 22.
22节。
Verse 22.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢
？Verse 23，
在这里，耶稣特别谈论的心里的光。
Lord Jesus talked about the inner light。
他首先谈到肉身的眼睛就是全身的光明呢。
He referred to the physical eye as the lamp of the body, which will give light to the body。
眼睛就好像灯一样。
The eye is like a lamp.
所以眼睛若看见，全身就光明了。
If the eyes are good, then the whole body will be full of light.
但是眼睛昏花，全身就黑暗。
If the eyes are bad, their whole body will be full of darkness.
那耶稣要强调的并不是这一点。
That is not the main point.
他提出了最可怕的一种。
The Lord Jesus brought us something even more.
就是你内心的光如果黑暗了，没有方向，做的是不义的事。
If the light within us is dark, we will lose our
direction. 所想的尽些是违背良心的事。
And we will think evil.
甚至离开神的真理。
We will stray from God's truth.
那这样的黑暗是何等大呢
？How great is this darkness?
所以我们这样想。
So we can think about it this way.
如果心里的光不见了
，If our inner light is gone，
这个人活在世上啊，他就没有办法兼顾自己或造就别人了。
We will not be able to lead a good life, that will bring edification to others.
那真的心里黑暗，要怎么样来去解决它
？If our the light within us is dark, what should we do?
这是一个很重要的问题啊。
This is a very important question.
如果面临这样怎么办
？If that is our situation, what should we do?
人的亲情有办法吗
？Can our friends and relatives help?
用人的意志有办法改吗
？Can our will alone solve the problem.
要谈到这个地方的时候，必须要具备有某一种重要的因素在里面。
We need something else to help us.
我们一起来看约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的第三节、第四节。
John chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
第三节，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。这里告诉我们一个非常非常重要的一个我们必须要了解的问题。
This passage points out something important.
说这生命是在神的里面。
Life is found in God.
这生命是人的光。
And this life is the light of man.
所以从圣经里面很多角度我们发现。
So from the different perspectives offered by the Bible.
这生命不是我们可以掌管的。
We see that human beings are not in control of life.
是出于我们所敬拜创造宇宙万物的独一的主宰耶稣基督的。
Life comes from the only creator and Lord, Jesus Christ.
所以当你要思想想要做什么或者有什么样的追求的时候，
If you have certain goals and plans in your life,
你首先要知道一个很重要的课题，就是生命是从神来的。
You first need to learn that life comes from God.
你有了生命你才能做这个做那个。
Only when you're alive can you do things.
只不过有些人缺乏了真正的心里的光，要来行善或做义的事情。
But although everyone is alive, not everyone has the light within to do the right thing.
所以这个时候的他虽然有了生命，但是却是黑暗的。
Those who are without light, although living, are dark within.
所以会带给他脆弱、软弱、痛苦。
Therefore, they often fall into misery and weakness.
甚至迷惑。
They would be lost.
甚至啊，这个如同醉生梦死一般。
They indulge themselves in pleasure.
如果用人的亲情、用人的律法是无法解决心里头的黑暗，让神所赏赐的生命真正绽放出光芒来啊！
The laws provided by human beings are not able to give us the true light within.
是无法用钱改变这样的事实的。
And we cannot use money either to solve this problem.
也无法用更多的财产去改变这样的事实的。
The abundance of our possessions cannot change that.
真的有很多的事情是这样哎。
And this is true in many ways.
比如说了哈，心灵的平安的问题。
For example, the inner peace.
或者疾病、癌症的问题。
When you have to deal with terminal illness. 或者
生老病死。
When you have to face aging.
我最近发现了有些这个新闻这样报道。
I recently read some newspaper articles.
有些人年纪已经七八十岁了，他要皮肤漂亮一点了，就把皮肤移植，这个旧的拿掉，新的放上去。
Some people went through a facial transplant, tissue transplants, even though they were already 70 or 80.
在这个表皮上面做改变，难道就会让你的年纪变年轻吗？
Can changing your surface, your skin, make you younger?
那真的让外表能够变年轻，但是走起路来一看就知道七八十岁啊。
Even if your face may look younger, just the way you walk will let people know that you're old.
没有办法再像二三十岁可以跳、可以跑、可以动啊。
You will not be able to hop around or walk about as when you were young.
太多的人了、想要从他的生命的过去再拥有过去的什么。
Many people want to recapture the youth.
但是这样的改变是很困难的。
But this is almost impossible.
那人生的问题有很多哎。
There are many problems in life.
那甚至罪的问题怎么解决？
In particular, the problem of sin.
人被这样的坏习惯的生活跟罪的问题束缚的时候，他怎么样会绽放出生命的光呢？
When we are bound by our sinful nature, how can we shine light?
我们从各种的方面的努力查考发现，要解决这样软弱的人生、黑暗的人生，没有办法用人的方法的。
We may try to seek answers through our own ways, but we may fail.
既然生命是在神的手中，在耶稣基督里面，
if life is found in Jesus Christ alone,
那要解决人的问题，就还必须要归向他那边，才能够得到真正的答案呢。
Then, in order to find answers to our problem. Our life's problems, we must go back to him.
我们一起来看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。那这里谈到那光，就是指着这位创造宇宙万物的真神耶稣基督的到来了。
The true light refers to the Word, which is Jesus Christ, the Creator and Lord.
他来是要照亮一切生在世上的人呢。
He came to give light to every man that was in the world.
这实在是带给我们世界一个最美好的大信息啊。
So this was the greatest news to the world.
如果我们人不会死，就不用拜神了。
If we will never die, we won't need to worship God.
如果我们人呢、啊，什么都万能的话，也不用拜神了。
If we are almighty, then we don't need to worship God.
但是我们人真的万能吗
？But are we almighty?
圣经记载，我们按着定命，人人都有一死呢。
According to the Bible, everyone is destined to die once.
很多很严重、更大，甚至无法解决的问题，都需要这位真光耶稣基督来帮助我们的。
Therefore, when we are faced with difficult problems or challenges that we cannot overcome, we need to rely on this true light.
这位真光真的是照着先知所预言的应许来到这世上。
This true light came to the world just as the prophets had foretold.
我们一起来看马太福音第十章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Chapter 4 of Matthew.
第四章的十四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 14.
十四节
verse 14,
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，加约旦河外外邦人的加利利地，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在石印之地的人有光发现照着他们。
16,
在这里啊，当这个施洗约翰被这下在监牢关起来之后，
After John the Baptist had been in prison,
紧接着主耶稣就开始继续他的传福音的工作。
The Lord Jesus continued in his ministry.
那他的到来真的是就是像人类所仰望的这位真光要来照亮一切世上的人呢。
Jesus coming into this world was the coming of the true light.
也借着先知以赛亚先知所预言的话，真的这样实现了。
Just as Isaiah had prophesied, the Lord Jesus came.
十六节说。耶稣的到来，传讲天国的福音，是要照亮那坐在黑暗里、死荫之地的人呢、啊。
According to verse 16, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ brought light into darkness.
真的，我们这样子想一想啊。
Let's think about it.
有更多的人活在痛苦的生活里面。
Many people live in misery and pain.
有更多的人活在罪恶的生活里面。
Many people live in sin.
有更多的人活在忙碌的生活里面。
Many people live in busy lives.
不管怎么活
regardless of our lifestyle,
总是有他劳苦愁烦的地方。
We all face toil and sorrow.
尤其遇到不能解决的事情。
Especially when we have difficulties.
比如说人与人之间的感情
such as relationship problems.
家庭的感情
family problems.
生活经济各方面及这个身体的
financial problems or health problems.
所以他所发生的问题包括了肉体的。心灵的、精神的、工作上的
，Our problems could be physical, mental, or job related.
一旦事情问题不能解决
，When we are not able to overcome these problems,
那一种感受就好像坐在黑暗里，甚至坐在死荫之地。
We feel as if we are sitting in the shadow of darkness and death.
那有些人染上坏习惯
，Some people have bad habits.
他就无法拔出来呀、啊。
They are not able to kick them.
甚至用恶事。用毒品，用种种的事情来麻醉自己。
People try to insensitize themselves with things like drugs.
太多太多的人需要耶稣基督的真光来照亮。
Therefore, everyone needs the true light of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的到来真的是按着预言的，这个按着先知所预言的这样成就来到世上。
According to the prophecies of the Old Testament prophets, the Lord actually came to the world.
如果我们愿意来相信查考这个真光耶稣基督
If you are willing to know this true light, the Lord Jesus Christ,
会得到一个很好的结果呢
We will receive wonderful results.
我们一起来看约翰福音
Please turn to,
对不起，路加福音
Please turn to Luke.
路加福音的第一章
The Gospel according to Luke chapter 1.
第一章的七十八节
Chapter 1 verse 78.
七十八节到七十九节
Verses 78 and 79.
七十八节因我们神怜悯的心肠叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们要照亮坐在黑暗中十英里的人把我们的脚引到平安的路上在这里更是这样告诉我们
This passage tells us
我们所敬拜的神啊，他是富有怜悯的心肠。
that the God we worship is full of mercy.
如果他愿意拣选将慈爱给我们呢、啊？
If he is willing to grant us mercy,
愿意垂听我们的祷告,
if he's willing to listen to us,
愿意帮助我们,
if he's willing to help us,
愿意看顾我们,
if he's willing to care for
us, 他的这种到来恩典就如同清晨的日光从高天临到我们身上,
then he will bless us just as the rising sun comes from us.
我们会有这样的感受, 如同真光照亮住在黑暗十一之地的人得到一个平安的路。
We, the people in darkness, will see the light.
这是一个非常大的生命的改变。
This is a drastic change in our lives.
我们说一个还没有看到神真光、接受洗礼、得到圣灵的人。
For someone who has not received baptism or the Holy
Spirit, 面对这种感受非常的强烈。
And they could go through such dramatic
experience. 从另外一个黑暗的生活进到有神同在光明的生活。
They could go from a life of darkness into a life of light.
他会深深的了解，真的神把我的脚引到平安的路上，有神同在祝福的，有真光带领的路上。
They can feel the profound experience of being brought onto the path of peace.
这是我们很容易了解而且看得到的见证。
And this is a living testimony that we can see.
但是另外我们也发现一个问题。
And this is also another observation.
有些人受洗了，得圣灵了。
Some people went through baptism and have received the Holy Spirit.
但是他没有努力寻找平安的路。
But they do not seek and strive for a path of peace.
他知道有这一条路。
They know that there are such paths.
但是他的脚没有踏在这个平安的路。
But they do not step on such paths.
他正在踏，甚至渐渐踏入这个黑暗之地、死荫之地。
Instead, they continue to walk into the path of darkness.
没有真的把这个耶稣基督真光照在他的身心里面。
They do not let the light of Jesus Christ shine into their hearts.
活不出这个生命的力量。
Therefore, they do not have vitality in their lives.
应该是要离开黑暗之地、死荫之地啊。
They were supposed to be delivered out of darkness.
那为什么就像罗德一样，一直往约旦河平原，然后就往索多玛、俄摩拉城进去了？
But following the footsteps of Lot, they went into Sodom and Gomorrah.
光只有闪一下在他身上，结果他离开不接受，所以慢慢暗淡。
The true light did come into them momentarily, but because they
我相信没有一个人愿意这样走的。
They continue in their darkness.
因为知道耶稣是真光。
We know that Jesus is the true light.
如果能够从起初不断的努力追求，让真光一直照亮在我们所有的一切。
If we determine to be persistent in following this true light,
我们的生命就一直是坚强的，一直是有神同在、有力量的。
Our lives will always be full of strength.
才不会有这个突然向神请长假，主啊，我向你请假五年，暂时忘记教会了。
Then we will never ask for a leave of absence from God.
才不会有这种现象啊。
We will not be absent from church.
神真的答应说你请假五年吗？有讲吗？
Would God ever say, yet it's okay for you to take a leave?
往往人在这样的生活里面，就会离开这位生命的真光。
When people stray from God, they stray from the path of peace.
渐渐的思想就改变。
Their thoughts and will change.
渐渐的就慢慢以追求肉体的享受、情欲、世俗为主了。
They will begin to be inclined to physical and physical pleasure.
所以在启示录那边就这样记载。
According to Revelation.
如果从那边堕落而不思想悔改，把起初的这样的学习再次绽放起来啊，神就要将他的生命的灯台挪走了。
If we do not remember and recall how we have fallen and restore ourselves, God will remove the lamps from our hearts.
所以我们这样看来啊，
so we can see
从一个不认识神的人
that from
到接受这个。这个神的爱、救恩、十字架的救赎、罪的赦免呢？
To being a believer who has accepted the salvation and redemption of Jesus Christ.
然后成为光明的子女，成为耶稣基督的儿女，要继续走这一段将来要得救进天国的路。这个两个阶段都非常非常重要。
To being children of light, we need to be persistent all the way until we reach heaven.
耶稣基督是真光，应该在这两个阶段里面。如果我们愿意被他这样引导，我们就时刻走在平安的道路上。
The Lord Jesus is the true light. We need to be continuously guided by Him until we finish this path.
就算是有苦难，
even if we run into suffering,
神也会成为我们的避风港，我们的避难所。
God will be our refuge and shelter.
他一定会帮助我们的。
He will surely help us.
就算是有意外。
Even if we meet accidents,
在意外当中也会赏赐给我们平安。
He will give us a peace that surpasses our understanding.
所以有很多人就活出了真的耶稣是真光的生活见证。
Therefore, many people live a life showing that God is their true light.
所以是每一个凡是有心到神的面前愿意得救的人，必须要承认，必须要确实。将耶稣是真光活在我们的世界里面。
Therefore, everyone who wishes to come to God must determine to allow this true light to live in them.
那到底要怎么做才会得着这真光？
But how, do we actually receive this true light?
有些人说我愿意啊。
Some people, are willing.
我想啊。
They want to accept this light.
但是不知道怎么走。
But they don't know how to do that.
我们就介绍两个方法。
I'd like to show you two ways.
让我们在这一件事情上一起来努力走。
So we can walk on this path together.
我们一起来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。在这里啊，我们看到
We can see from this passage.
说凡将这个真光能够接受而且相信他的名的人呢、啊、
Those who believe in the true light and in Jesus' name.
这位真光就是耶稣基督就是给他们圣灵的权柄。
He or Jesus Christ will give them the right to be, receive the Holy
Spirit. 然后做成神的儿女。
And become children of God.
所以第一点呢、啊
So first,
要想得着这真光
in order to receive this true light,
就是要相信耶稣基督是真光
We need to believe that Jesus is that true light
要确实完全地相信他
We need to accept it with full assurance
相信他所有的一切
We need to believe everything about
相信他的真理
We need to believe his truth
相信他赏赐的圣灵
We need to believe his Holy Spirit
相信他是独一的救主
We need to believe that he is the only savior
如果做不到
If we can't do that,
当然他会用别的事情来代替神的地位。
We might, replace God with something else.
结果愁苦加增。
And we would increase sorrow on ourselves.
反将自己的生命变得更脆弱。
We will make our lives even more fragile.
所以耶稣他也这样说。
According to our Lord Jesus.
我们一起来看约翰福音的十二章。
Please turn to John chapter 12.
十二章的三十五节
John chapter 12 verse 35
三十五节
verse 35
耶稣对他们说光在你们中间还有不多的时候应当趁着有光行走免得黑暗临到你们那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去你们应当趁着有光信从这光使你们成为光明之子主耶稣在这里亲自这样教导
In these verses Jesus taught
他说光还在你们中间就是我还在你们中间的时候
that while he was still with us,
要把握住机会要跟着光走
we must grasp the chance to follow the light,
免得黑暗临到你们
before darkness overtakes us,
也就是直至灭亡临到你们
before destruction overtakes us,
掌握黑暗的这个魔鬼也会临到你们
before the evil one takes over
因为人在黑暗中行走不知道方向在哪里呢
when we walk in darkness we don't know where we're going
所以三十六节
verse 36
耶稣更是向这个跟随他的人这样说
the Lord Jesus told his followers
你们当趁着有光
while you still have the light
也就是趁着有生命的时候
while you still have life
赶快相信信从这光
put your trust in this light
耶稣也教导这些人要相信这个真光就是相信他
The Lord taught his followers to believe in him
所以一个从内心底有这样的信念的人、啊、
So if we have this desire
他就会确实相信
We will believe in Jesus
就慢慢的学就在学习的当中从不明白到明白、
we will change from ignorance into knowledge
自然的在耶稣基督的真光里面，他就得到很大的改变。
When we walk in this light, we will be transformed.
所以，在约翰福音的三章二十一节这样讲。
In John chapter 3 verse 21.
我们一起来看约翰福音三章二十一节。
Please read John chapter 3 verse 21.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
我们从十九节开始念啊。
Let's read verse 19.
十九节
verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。在这里讲得很清楚了。
It's clearly stated.
那有些人呢，并不接近这个真光啊。
Not everyone comes to this light.
结果主耶稣说要定他们的罪，就在这里。
And by their act, they will be condemned.
如果我们要来信耶稣
，If we want to believe in Jesus,
我们就要努力追求，而且要凭着信心来相信他来。
We must work hard to believe in Him.
一个愿贪不义，甚至行在罪恶中的人呢、啊？
A person who desires evil
and
lives in sin hates this light.
恐怕他的行为受责备。
They are afraid to be exposed.
但是喜欢这真光的人呢、啊、
？But those who love the light,
他就会遵循神的真理来救这个真光。
Will live by the truth and come into the light.
显明他所做的一切都是靠着神而行的。
So that it may be seen plainly that what he has done is
done through God. 这个才是真正有信心追求。要来相信耶稣基督是真光，来引导他在这个人生的路程上。
And this is the only way and the right way to show that we accept Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们做神的儿女
，as children of God，
更应该要比还没有认识神的人要更加努力就近光。
We need to be even closer to the light than the unbelievers.
就近光的现象就是会按照神的真理来生活了。
And the way to be close to the light is to live by His truth.
所以这很重要。
This is very important.
这样的观念跟随着世界潮流走的观念是天地之别了。
Such philosophy is directly contrary to the worldly philosophy.
这个就是从内心的观念思想，整个要影响到他外在的行为动作。
It starts with the inner change of our thoughts.
那有些人会讲啊。
Some may say,
哎，怎么办呢
？What should we do?
我心里想了，但是还是软弱、啊。
My heart is willing, but my flesh is weak.
甚至说会常常的向神说对不起啊。
I often apologize to God.
常常反省啊。
I often examine myself.
我们常常反省自己很好啊。
It is good to examine yourself.
但是不要一直停留在同一个那一点，一直说对不起啊，主啊，我错了，你赦免我。
But don't always stay at the stage where you keep apologizing.
一次、两次、三次、十次、二十次、五十次、一百次，都停留在那边，怎么进步啊
？If you keep on repenting to God, how can you improve?
所以来就近真理，用真理来判断、带领我们，让耶稣的真光真的坐在我们身上有很大的工作。
We need to come near to the truth and be guided by the truth, so that the light may take its effect on us.
感谢主。不但神用神的真理来照亮我们
Praise the Lord, not only has He guided us,
而且还赏赐圣灵来帮助我们呢
With the truth, He has also given us the Holy Spirit to
help us. 当我们受迷惑
When we are misled,
当我们软弱
When we are weak,
当我们亏欠神
When we fall short of God,
可以借着圣灵向神来祷告，求主加添力量帮助我们呢
We can rely on the Holy Spirit and pray to the Lord for help.
我们就是在每一次在每个机会里面，就是要做这样的工作，求圣灵亲自来带领我们的。
During every service, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
让我们在每一次也体会到神的存在。
So that we can always experience God's presence.
让我们在软弱过患中又再次见到主耶稣的真光，让我们能够重新得力。
So that even though we're weak, we can see the light of Jesus Christ again.
相信耶稣是真光，这个很重要啊。
It is very important to believe that Jesus is the light.
我们再来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's read John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”耶稣又再一次的印证，甚至强调：“我就是世界的光。”
The Lord Jesus testified that He is the light of the world.
他是创造宇宙的万物。
He is the creator of the universe.
是万物的主宰。
He is the Lord of this world.
更是人类的救主。
He is all the more the savior of the world.
他所有的一切都掌控在他的手中。
He is in control of everything.
他借着他的命令他的话语托住这世界万有。
He sustains the universe by his command.
所以他说我是世界的光，这不为过，真的是如此。
Therefore, it is right for him to say that he is the light of the world.
但是他提出了一个很好的方法。
And he showed us the way.
他说跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
所以第二点，要跟从世界的光，也就是跟从这真光耶稣基督。
So secondly, in order to follow Jesus Christ, the true light,
所以要跟从他到底呢。
We need to follow him to the end.
我们受洗信主，愿意走这条路，要跟从他立志到底呢。
After we have been baptized, we must be determined to follow him all the way to the end.
这样才能够配做主耶稣的门徒了。
Only then will we be worthy to be his disciples.
一直跟从他，立志效法他。
We must follow him and imitate him.
会得到两个好处呢。
And we will receive the following.
第一个好处就是不在黑暗里走。
The first, we will not walk in darkness.
第二个好处是要得着生命的光。
Second, we will have the light of life.
但是这世界真的有太多太多会阻挡我们，让我们这样的立志跟随效法耶稣到底的心智会受影响呢。
Sadly, there are many things in this world that may hinder us from following Christ.
如果陷入这种软弱，
and when we fall into such weakness,
怎么办？
What should we do?
看着办了，将来神会办了。
God will take care of it.
只是时间早晚而已啊。
It's just a matter of when.
有时候在访问啊，会碰到这样的信徒。
We sometimes run into this kind of believers.
对不起啊，真的太忙了。
They would say, well, Pastor, I'm sorry.
我真的想啊，一天能够有这个一天有两天的时间可以用。
I'm really busy. I wish I could have twice as much time.
甚至讲的口口是道，一天了，我当做三天用。
They say that they make every use of every second.
甚至三天当做一天用。
They try to squeeze 3 days' work into 1 day.
怎么可能嘛？
How is it possible?
他说虽然我没有来哦传道，但是我没有忘记神呢。
They would tell me, Pastor, even though I don't go to church, but I never forget God.
有的他的太太就讲话了。
And the spouse was speaking.
虽然我这十多年没有去，十分之一我都给了。
I haven't been to church for more than 10 years, but I have been offering tithes.
神所要的就这样吗？
Is that what God wants from us?
那你说你没有去教会，你心中有神了，这个教会就关闭了，不要了。
If everyone says they have God in their hearts and don't need to go to church, then the church.
但是我们从旧约到新约里面看
，might as well be shut down.
所有神救恩的兴起、高举耶稣基督的名，成就所有的应许，要复兴，都在神的教会。
Throughout the Old and New Testaments, we see that God will revive His church where His name is.
这一点很重要。
This is essential.
在哈该书里面的，甚至啊。神应许说要在神的殿中是大平安呢。
According to the book of Haggai, God will grant peace in His temple.
以赛亚先知预言说，将来所有的万人要流归圣山，流归神的山，就是神的教会。
According to Isaiah, all peoples and nations will stream to the mountain of God, the church of God.
如果真的心里有神，都不用来教会，那就是全部关闭了。
If all of us say we have God in our hearts and don't need to go to church, the church.
那圣经那些话就预言，甚至神的。吩咐就要拿掉了，谁敢啊？
Then we might as well take away the promise of God, and God forbid.
我们既然要立志跟从主，是他是真光，我们就不要随便发明新道理，体贴自己的肉体了。
If we truly believe that Jesus is the true light, then we should not invent our own ways to worship God.
因为当我们在讲理由的时候，
when we find excuses for ourselves,
那并不是神叫我们这样去做。
That is not the will of God.
是我们不会规划时间。
It is simply because we do not manage.
如果你让神亲自在你的家庭身上做工，
if you really allow Jesus to walk away,
虽然时间短，但是很多的见证证明你会领受30倍、60倍、100倍的见证，不用那么辛苦，神也会给你祝福啊。
You may not have enough time to do everything you want, but God will give you a double the blessing.
因为这根据圣经里面记载，有很多的应许都是带有福气的。
There are many promises in the Bible.
差别就差在我们是否愿意这样做。
The only requirement is that we are willing to do it.
所以这个也是要立志跟从主到底，也是要做好一个灵修功夫的。
Therefore, we need to cultivate ourselves so we can persistently follow the Lord.
不然我们就很容易成为那不义的工具。
Or else we will become instruments of sin.
我们看一下罗马书第六章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章的12节到13节。
Verses 12 and 13.
12节所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上做王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。这里谈了有两种生活跟追求。
There are two kinds of lifestyles and goals.
一种是在义里面生活。
The first is in righteousness.
一种是在罪里面生活。
The second is a life in wickedness.
但是有这两种生活，它的结果是不一样的。
And the results are different.
一个是作为义的工具献给神。
The first is being instruments of righteousness to God.
一个是作为罪的工具，然后就变成在灵命上的死亡。
And the second is instruments of wickedness which brings spiritual death.
既然我们能够跟从这世界的光，耶稣，
If we are willing to follow the light of this world,
我们就要立志灵修好，离开私欲邪情和不义的事。
Then we must determine to get rid of all sinful desires.
要努力去做到把自己献给神，成为义的工具。 成为神动上工的工具。
We must dedicate ourselves as instruments of righteousness so God may use us.
这样我们自然就跟这个黑暗的生活就会有分别。
And we'll be able to separate ourselves from this life of darkness.
更能够接近得着生命的光。
We will receive this light of life.
所以还没受洗的就要努力学习，要接受圣经和法，大水全身入水的赦罪的洗礼啊。
If you haven't been baptized, you must study the scriptures and receive the baptism according to the Bible.
这样才能够披戴耶稣基督，而不是披戴罪啊。
Only then will you put on Christ rather than putting on sin.
那我们受洗过的人呢？
For those who have been baptized,
就像努力要跟随耶稣到底啊。
We must strive to follow the Lord to the end.
如同保罗效法耶稣基督一样。
We must imitate Paul just as Paul imitated Christ.
那个心智，那个精神，那个观念。
We must have that attitude and goal.
要真的要朝这方面去努力的。
We must work towards this goal.
我们世上的事，我们都知道，大家要努力啊，尽本分啊。
In order to accomplish something in this world, we need to work hard.
才会得到那个预想的效果啊。
Only then can we receive the results we want.
但是耶稣说，奔跑天国路要更艰难呢。
All the more applies to you.
所以你要下的心思、精神、力量，要比做世上的工还要更多倍啊！
We need to put in more effort in order to reach the kingdom of God.
因为我们是在跟这个肉眼看不到的魔鬼征战。
We are fighting against the evil princes of evil.
如果能够得胜，
If we can overcome them,
当然就会领受这位真光。 能够真的得着生命的源头了。
We will receive the source of life and the true light.
所以这是我们大家所要努力的这个课题啊。
So that is the lesson all of us have to learn.
所以你如果是真的相信，而且愿意知道耶稣是真光，
If you really believe that Jesus is the true light,
就必须要做好两件事。
You must do these two things.
相信他是真光。
Believe that he is the true light.
跟随他，愿意被真光引导啊。
Follow him and be led by him.
这两点看起来很简单。
These two things may seem simple.
但是你在你的生活里面，在你的思想里面，在你一切的动作上面，真的要做到这两点呢。
But in all your actions and thoughts, you must accomplish these two things well.
好，现在就讲一个见证。
I'd like to share with you a testimony.
真的，人生在世啊，每个人经历的都不一样。
Different people have different encounter different things.
有些人在感情方面很坚强。
Some people are stronger emotionally.
但是有些人很脆弱。
While others are very weak.
一旦呢，这个在感情上面触礁啊，这整个人就发疯、神经、想自杀的这些人，这些人很多。
Sometimes there are people who want to commit suicide after some emotional.
那有些人是在生活上过不去。
Some people are cannot lead a good life.
那有的是在人际方面，这个亲情啊，甚至这个人情方面。
Some suffer broken relationships.
有的人生病到后来没指望，他就想自杀。
Some people want to end their lives when they find out that they're ill.
有的家庭不协调，婚姻破裂。
Some people have broken families.
人生太多太多的事。
There are many such problems in life.
但是很多人寻求解决的方法又不一样。
And people find different ways to solve their problems.
我在小弟负担的教会当中啊。
In a church which I pastored.
有一个太太啊，她是年龄三十岁。
There was a sister.
太太。
There was a lady who was 30-some year old.
三十岁。
30 years old.
她十七八岁，很憧憬要结婚，建造一个美满幸福的家庭。
When she was still 17 or 18, she wanted to be married and build a good family.
这个不是我们教会的人。
She wasn't a sister.
所以经过人家介绍啊，哇，认识一个看起来外表很英俊的年轻人。
And she was a matchmate with a very handsome young man.
所以就这样子结婚了。
And they got married.
结婚了一个礼拜以后。
After a week.
她发现。
She found out.
原来她的先生是一个酒鬼。
That her husband was a drunkard.
为了要娶她，两三个礼拜忍耐不喝酒的。
In order to marry her, he refrained from drinking for 2 weeks.
所以看起来很英俊。
That's why he looked very handsome.
所以就这样子马上答应，看了就点头了。
So she quickly agreed to marrying him.
后来又发现她的公公婆婆原来也是大酒鬼。
She also found out that her in-laws were drunkards too.
哇，这个时候她看得很清楚。
And she found out the truth.
但是她也挽回不了这事实。
But she couldn't go back.
所以过去没有结婚的憧憬，这个结婚的天堂了什么了，哇，她就将她忘记了。
So her dream of having a good marriage was shattered.
勉强跟她过了十几年的生活。
She forced herself to live with him for more than a decade.
生了三个小孩。
They had 3 children.
真的很可怜呢。
She lived miserably.
她嫁到那个家庭啊，没有享受到什么好的幸福的事。
She never enjoyed a blissful family life.
一嫁过去就开始努力赚钱。
When she got married, she had to
养那三个大孩子，公公婆婆先生。
She had to raise these three old children, namely.
后来自己生了三个孩子。
And later on, she had 3 children.
她要养六个人呢。
So she had to raise 6 heads in the house.And that was very hard.
每次早出晚归。
She had to leave the house early and come back late. After 10-some years.
你不注意看，还以为是五十岁以上的人。
You would think that she was 50-some years old.
她受的劳苦多大。
She suffered a lot.
劳苦还能勉强忍受。
Physical toil still could be acceptable.
尤其公公婆婆先生啊，要喝酒拿不到钱啊，就打他踢他。
Was still tolerable, but when the in-laws wanted to drink,
他们一发酒疯的时候，那三个小孩就躲到墙角那边去了。
They would beat her up, and so that they could get money from her, and the children would run away, and she kept crying all the time.
有时候上班了，这个去工作，这个眼睛那边肿起来什么的，真的对一个少女来讲，一个年轻的太太，真的很丢脸的一件事。
And sometimes she had to go to work with bruises on her face, and it was very embarrassing.
真的很可怜呢。
It was very miserable.
所以她去自杀了两三次。
She attempted the suicide a few times.
不晓得是方法用得不好，自杀都不成功。
But she failed. Maybe she didn't use the right technique.
两次到医院还赶得上救。
She was saved in the hospital.
一次快成功了，偏偏有人经过把她救起来了。
She almost died once, but somebody saved her.
每一次这样做，每一次又觉得很后悔。
And she would regret after she tried to commit suicide.
觉得三个小孩是无辜的。
She felt that the children were innocent.
所以对她来讲，根本对明天没有希望。
She had no hope about the future.
好像走在黑暗里面。
She was walking in darkness.
真的没有指望。
She had no hope.
她认为她是世界最不幸福的人了。
She believed she was the most pitiful in the world.
尤其看到人家有什么好，人家这么样的快乐，她偏偏是好像这个在另外一个世界里面的这样的难受。
She could only envy people's blessings from a distance.
她真的不知道为什么要生活呢。
She had no reasons to live on.
很可怜的。
She was very
pitiful. 人活到这样还有什么尊严？
She had lost her dignity of life.
跟死人没有一样，没有两样嘛。
She was not any better than the dead.
有一天。
one day,
她早上出门了。
She left her home early.
就跟她的公公婆婆先生讲，三个孩子希望好好看，不要这样，你们跑去喝酒了，孩子不跑哪里去了。
She asked the in-laws not to drink and take care of her children.
他们那三个大人呢，听到她要工作，很高兴的，因为回来要拿钱呢。
And her husband and the in-laws heard that she was working, and they were very happy because they would get money
真的去工作。
from her. So she went out to work.
工作一直到下午六点才收工呢。
And she finished work at 6 in the afternoon.
她回到家里啊。
When she returned home.
远远地看了，怎么她家里附近人很多。
From a distance, she saw that there was a crowd gathering around her house.
她就感觉有点，这个心里有点，这个上上下下的。
She felt very disturbed.
所以她就走得很快，后来用跑的。
She began to run towards the house.
到那边看了。
When she got to the house,
家里不见了，没有了。
The house is gone.
变成黑色的瓦砾，哦，这平了。
It was burned down to ashes.
她一看了就倒下了，就哭了。
When she saw that, she collapsed and cried.
什么原因呢？
What happened?
原来三个孩子在家里。
Three children were in the house.
公公婆婆先生跑到别的地方喝酒了。
And the parents-in-law and the husband went somewhere else.
其中一个孩子就玩火，把家里烧了。
One of the children played with fire.
老大跟老二当然知道这个要跑啊。
And the older two kids ran off out of the house.
两岁的在床上睡觉。
While the two-year-old child was still sleeping.
老二是四岁。
The second child was 7-8 years old. And the oldest was 7 or 8 years old.
发生火灾就跑了。
And when the fire began, they ran out of the house.
也不懂得要去救那个最小的。
They didn't save the youngest sibling.
哇，大家都赶来啊。
So everyone came to the house.
火势太快了。
But the fire consumed.
哇，是爆炸了，什么都来了。
The gas even exploded.
大家忙着不要让火去烧到别的地方啊。
So people were busy extinguishing the fire.
有好心的人就跑去找他们的公公婆婆跟那个孩子。
Some went to look for their parents-in-law.
哎，你们的家里烧了呢。
And told them that their house has been burned down.
醉得不得了，又醉倒下去了。
They were so drunk that they didn't know what it was about.
三个畏罪啊，畏酒醉啊，能够这么卖力。
The three of them were so drunk.
结果家里烧掉，他没有起不来哎。
They couldn't even help themselves when they heard that the
house
was burned down.
火势发展得太快。
And the fire spread quickly.
后来这两岁的孩子睡得好热，这个火快烧到他醒起来了，就在窗户一直叫人家哭啊哭啊，没有人敢进去火库里面救。
The two-year-old child woke up because of the heat and cried for help.
就这样子看着两岁那么可爱的孩子活活被烧死，连着结在一起，后来烧焦变一点点。
So people saw that the two-year-old child was burned alive.
一个太太，她承受得了这种压力吗？
How could this lady bear such pain?
什么先生吗？
Her house.
真的不想活了。
She did not want to live.
昏倒了。
She fainted.
那个晚上好像没有睡，也好像睡一样。
That night, she could hardly sleep.
她早上起来看，她真的，她的感情已经不见了，泪水也不见了。
The next day, she ran out of tears and her emotions.
她本来要决定，又要再去死一次。
She was ready to die and commit suicide again.
但是那两个小孩在那边哭，没有饭吃。
But her two kids were crying for food.
她就心里想。
So she thought,
走一天算一天。
I must go on.
他已经把他的感情埋藏在心里面的最底处了。
She buried all her feelings and emotions in her heart.
他见证说，我用多少的冰山把他埋在里面了。
She said that she covered her all her emotions.
难道这样有生命跟没有生命还有什么差别？
She was no better than the dead.
他已经没有泪水了。
She drained all her tears.
不知道该怎么办。
And she did not know what to do.
过了两个礼拜。
After 2 weeks.
也那么巧。
Coincidence happened.
她找到一份工作。
She found a job.
就找到我们信徒的工作。
And this happened to be our.
在工作的时候。
Belonged to our church member.
我们信徒这样走来走去，怎么听到有人在哭啊？
Well, the boss, which is our member, walked around.
这位太太一面工作一面哭啊。
He heard that this lady was crying as she
walked.
So he could tell that she was a very pitiful woman. It was a sister who heard this, and sister asked
her,
why do you cry?
她就说, 这样,
she told her what happened.
哇, 姐妹听着也哭了,
and the sister wept with her.
要怎么改变她?
How could she help her?
钱可以改变她吗?
Could she offer her money?
她已经失去了多少?
She had lost so much.
这些都可以用钱买回来的吗?
She couldn't pay her money.
失去了幸福,
she had lost her happiness.
失去了这个人生的最幸福的生命,
she had lost the
失去了小孩,
blissful life. She had lost the
child.
She had lost
a
warm family. She had lost everything. She was ready to die anytime. She was in deep depression. Our sister told her, I'd like to show you, introduce you to this place. Come and see. The Lord Jesus Christ is merciful. He is able to give you light.
你去看看,
come and see.
她说好,
she agreed.
然后她说, 要多少钱? 我没有钱呢, 那可以签吗?
She said, I don't have the money to pay him.
因为很多外教会啊, 就是他们的教会的人帮你祷告或者你过来, 要钱的呢, 你不给钱的人就等着呢。
She said that because many other Christians would always ask for money when
they help her.
That's why she asked. She said she didn't have money.
不是我没有钱,
she said, I can't afford to go to church. But our sister told her, you don't need to spend any money.
你来,都不用钱的,
you don't need to spend anything when you come. Just come with your heart.
隔天刚好是教会,
and the next day was the convocation at church.
布道会开始了,
during the convocation, the evangelical service,
这位太太, 穆道风雨, 她坐在第一排,
this lady sat in the first row.
在台上讲的时候,
during the sermon,
每一句话她都点头耶,
she nodded at every word the speaker
不是闭眼睛点的呢,
said.
眼睛睁得很大点的点头耶,
she did not because she was dozing off, but because she paid attention.
一面点头一面哭耶,
and she cried as she nodded.
看得出来, 非常专心啊,
she paid attention.
听到心里面去呢,
she took every word into her heart.
泪水一直没有停,
and tears kept flowing out of her eyes. From the pulpit, I could see that the tears streamed down her eyes. I've never seen anyone listen to the sermon like that. Something miraculous.
唱诗的时候, 她也站起来,
and during hymns, she stood up. She seemed to have forgotten all her sorrows. No one could imagine the lifestyle she had.
但是他还没有来教会以前, 他心里想那也好了, 我来教会听一次了, 然后再解决了, 我也不留恋这世界。
Before she came into this world, before she came to the church, she was ready to
commit suicide.
To end her life again, but when she heard the truth,
原来圣经有这么多神的话,
she marveled at the wonder of God's word.
因为神让他的心灵打开啊,
God opened her heart.
神的光照在他身上啊,
God's light shone on her.
后来谈到要求圣灵啊,
and when we asked them to pray for the Holy Spirit,
哇, 就第一句话要求奉主耶稣圣灵祷告,
we told the congregation to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
只要反复着念, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣,
and keep repeating the words, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就叫迫切的求耶,
so she prayed as we have told.
一旦你宣布说要祷告, 她第一个就跑到讲台前面来,
she was the first to come forward to pray.
她说我们教会有些人啊, 很久没有得圣灵的, 越能够后面越好啊, 越退到后面去,
whereas some of our own members would try to
起来求, 不起来啊,
they don't want to get up.
等到大家全部祷告了，他才出来了。
They will only come forward when everyone has come forward. But that shouldn't be.
要有勇敢的心啊,
you need to have courage.
到神的面前来呢,
come to Jesus.
还有分什么年龄大小，还有什么皮的问题啊, 没有了。
You don't have to worry about saving face. So.
神是看内心的, 不是看什么外表, 什么年龄, 什么身份的。
God examines your heart, not your outward appearance.
神要的是真的以色列人啊,
God wants to see a true Israelite.
心中没有诡诈的人啊,
God wants to see someone who is
有心愿意接受神的真光照亮的人啊,
God wants to see people who want to receive the true light.
这位太太就是属于那一种。
And the lady was that type of people.
动作很快, 啪, 就跪到前面来啊,
she quickly came to the front.
后来大家就一起祷告,
and we prayed.
过一段时间，我们传道就下来按手了。
Then the pastors laid hands on people.
哇，感谢主呢。
Thank God.
刚刚按下去，他就得到圣灵了。
She received the Holy Spirit immediately upon receiving the laying of hands, and she spoke very fluent tongues, and the tongues were very loud.
奇妙。我们得圣灵是以你的舌头卷舌音所发出的证明，你就是得圣灵啊。
The movement of your tongue is the sign of receiving the Holy Spirit.
不是在那边身体很大震动，结果嘴巴没有灵眼，我们也不会怕你得圣灵啊。
It is not the body movement that makes that shows that you have received the Holy Spirit.
不是外在的动作。
It is not the outward.
而是你的舌头讲出灵眼卷舌音了，这个舌头。
The sign is the speaking and the movement of the tongue.
哇，这又我们祷告很久。
So that was a lengthy prayer.
祷告了是吧？
After that prayer,
就站在前面起来哦，第一次来听道理哦。得到圣灵起来，他就说：“真的有神。”
And said, "God is real."
我找到了我的好朋友。
I have found my friend.
他在前面这样讲哎。
That's what she said as she stood up.
哦，他就改变了整个人生。
Her life was transformed.
被神的真光照到了。
She received the light of God.
啊，坚强地活下去了。
She determined to live on.
愿意接受这样的课程啊。
She was willing to take
everything for her. 半年。
She searched for truth.
每一次聚会都在做笔记的。
Searched truth for 6 months.
非常认真的。
Took notes during sermon.
后来就接受洗礼。
She eventually was baptized.
真的感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在她的生命的过程的转变。
That she had this turning point in her life.
能够有这么大的改变见证。
She went through such drastic transformation.
就是她体会到耶稣是真光。
She experienced that Jesus is the true light.
所以让她冰冷的生命跟感情种种，又因为神的真光照亮，让她成为有希望、有生命、愿意坚强活下去的一个护人。
She was able to leave her dark and eerie life into wonderful life of God.
真的感谢主嘞。
Thank the Lord.
我们已经受洗的人
，we have been baptized.
更需要常常天天时时刻刻被神的真光给照亮啊。
We who have been baptized must be guided by God's light every day.
当你懒惰来教会的时候
，when you feel that you don't want to come
to church. 当你不再认真祷告的时候
，when you don't feel like praying.
当你不再读经的时候
，when you don't feel like reading the Bible.
当你不愿意参加圣工的时候
，when you don't feel like working for God.
请问你现在的心是有真光在照吗？绝对不是。
Then you have lost the true light within you.
那个是浅的光在照。
You are shown by the light of
money. 那个是个人的想法，自以为是的光在照。
The light of egoism.
所以受到很多的迷惑，活出的无力感。
You are being misled and you feel weak.
我们要了解一点。
We must understand.
不管我们居住在任何国家、任何角落，神都知道你在哪里。
Wherever we go in this world, God knows where we are.
我们希望的是神的真光、慈爱的呼声常常照亮我们、引导我们。
It is our hope that God's light may guide us.
而是不要等到神的闪电、神的惩罚找到我们躲在哪一个角落。
We should not hide ourselves in a corner until God disciplines us.
那时候的感觉就不一样了。
Then that would be a different story.
好像那个囚犯被抓出来了。
You will feel as if you are a criminal.
那个不一样的哦。神说在这个在以西结先知他这样讲啊，神要加给他锁链呐。
According to Ezekiel, such people will be bound by God.
所以我们不要做这种愚蠢的事。
So we shouldn't do such foolish things.
我们要做一个光明的子女。
We must be children of light.
让耶稣是真光在我们的生命上里面引导我们，让我们成为他最喜悦的儿女啊。
Let the true light of Jesus Christ come into our lives.
让我们能够离开痛苦，归向有力的生活。
Let us leave our lives of sorrow into a life of
vitality. 让我们能够离开软弱，成为一个坚固的儿女。
Let us leave our weakness and come.
让我们离开即将踏入黑暗、受迷惑的脚步，又再一次走到平安的路上面。
Let us leave the path of sin into the path of peace.
让真光能够充满我们整个思想、生命、生活动作。
That the light of God fill our every action and thought.
所以就跟这个姐妹，她在还没信主之前所走过的，在耶稣基督里面被真光照亮，走上平安的路途上。
The lady that I shared with you, testified to you about, was able to find this light and walk in this light.
这样子我们就会越来越接近神所预备的家乡天国。
If we follow this light, we'll be closer and closer to the home that God has prepared for us.
所以我们要相信他。
Therefore, we must believe
in Jesus. 我们要立志跟从他。
We must determine to follow Jesus.
将来大家都在天国一起见面，好的无比啊。
So one day we may see each other in heaven, and how wonderful would that be?
不是只有在世上见面啊。
We'll not just be together in this world.
也是祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
唱诗250首。
Let us sing hymn 250.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let us sing the first and the last verses.
从心里面相信这位耶稣是我们生命的光。
When we pray, we must believe with all our hearts that the Lord Jesus is the true light of life.
不管你过去怎么样努力，你现在以后还是要更加的努力。
You might have worked hard in the past, but you must work even harder from now on.
过去有什么样的软弱，要在主耶稣的爱里面、灵里面，要真的要成为一个光明的子女，不要活在过去那种旧的世界里面。
Despite our weaknesses in the past, we must determine to be strengthened in Christ and walk in the light.
那我们祷告的方法，刚才在做见证的时候也跟大家讲了。
I have shared with you the way we pray.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Start by saying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
讲一次就好。
Just say that.
接下来一直讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then from then on, just keep repeating Hallelujah.
一定要念出来。
You must say these words.
你嘴巴不要闭着的，根本就没有力量祷告。
If you close your mouth, you cannot pray.
能够念出来啊。
You must say the words.
就能够更迫切的祈求主了。
That will help you pray earnestly to God.
我们看到你祷告很认真啊，我们也更加倍的帮忙你祷告。
When the ministers see that you pray earnestly, they will help you.
所以，这个双手合着放在胸前。
Clasp your hands in front of you.
然后眼睛闭起来
Close your eyes,
双膝跪在神的面前
Kneel before God.
要这样子来谦卑顺服向神祷告
Humbly, submit to God and pray.
有很多的不满有很多的不如意很多的事情啊，在神垂听祷告就会让我们能够得到平安的路
You may have many pains and sorrows in your lives but pray to the Lord.
祷告的时候啊，眼睛不要偷看啊
When you pray, don't open your eyes to peek.
还请不要打瞌睡啊，说梦话。
Don't fall asleep.
有一次啊，在按手的时候。
One time when we were laying hands.
前面很多人在祷告啊。
Many people were praying.
我看到一个蛮重要的圣工人。
I noticed.
教会的工作人员啊。
I noticed a worker in the church.
每次关心圣工的。
Who was very care.
我以为他生病啊，因为我看他祷告的时候，这样。
I saw that he was dozing off.
我想请他起来啊，如果不舒服，你就到旁边休息一下。
I wanted to ask him to go to the side.
刚好他的前面呢、啊、有一个慕道朋友啊。
And there was a visitor in front of him.
我本来要去跟他讲，但是我先跟看到慕道朋友，所以我就先按那个慕道朋友了。
Because he was right there, so I laid hands on the visitor.
我一按下去，我们也有祷告的声音啊。
And because we also pray in tongues when we lay hands.
结果我的声音一出来啊，他整个人啪就倒在地上了。
Then when the worker heard that, he just fell to the floor.
原来打瞌睡了。
He dozed off.
听到传道声音在旁边呢、啊，那么有力量的啪就倒下去了。
He was shocked by my voice of
倒得太快啊，手都来不及接了，那个头下去这样，水泥的。
He fell right to the concrete floor.
我正在看他。
And I looked at him.
我脸红红的，我认真祷告了。
And he was very embarrassed. And he,
现在他很认真祷告的时候，慕道者也得到圣灵了。
And he began to pray very hard, and the visitor received the Holy Spirit at that time.
他的祷告者还跟我说，
After the prayer, he even did this and told me not to tell.
有这样的祷告打瞌睡，你把耶稣当做什么？
How can you pray to the Lord Jesus by dozing off?
如果我是老长老的话，可能稍微敲一下头也不一定啊。
If I were an elder, I would probably knock him on the head.
怎么可以这样呢？
How can you pray like that?
因为得到圣灵的就是你有把握了。
Just because you have received the Holy Spirit doesn't mean
求圣灵充满。
That you should pray like that. You should pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
圣经没有写说得到圣灵的年纪大的可以打瞌睡，没有写啊。
There's nowhere in the Bible that says when you're old.
那种歪的道理，新的道理，不要你。 不要制造,
you can doze off in your prayer, so do not make up
such things.
You should pray
earnestly.
When you pray, you communicate with
跟神说话,
God. You talk to God.
你认真祷告,
you must pray with your heart.
你要求圣灵也要专心啊,
when you pray for the Holy Spirit, you must concentrate.
不要祷告五分钟没有了。有这样的。
Do not give up or start moaning after 5 minutes of prayer.
反正看,没有力量嘛。
Because you would look very weak.
要认真祷告,
so you need to pray earnestly.
不要马马虎虎,
do not we must treat it seriously.
用心从心里面向神祷告。
We must pray from our hearts to God.
祷告神垂听，这个天窗就开了，神的福气，神的恩典，神的生命的见证就让你得到很大的改变。
When God opens the windows of heaven, He will pour out His blessings into your life.
所以求主帮助啊。
May the Lord help us.
那现在还没有得到圣灵的慕道朋友或者是弟兄姐妹。
For those brothers and sisters who are friends who have not received the Holy Spirit,
我们在神面前都一样, 所以你不要客气, 说我久很久没有得到, 不要这样想了。
Don't feel that you have been praying for a long time and have not received the Holy Spirit and become embarrassed.
或者身体欠安的, 或者有什么要祈求的也可以到前面接受按手。
If you have any illness or would like to receive the laying of hands,
那长子传道在你的头上帮助你按手是加添力量，求神成全祝福你了。
The ministers will lay hands on you so that God may strengthen you and grant your request.
重点是你这个当事人祷告神啊，这个很重要。
But the most important thing is your heart.
那我们现在就开始一起来做祷告。
We're going to pray now.